The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
In Revelation 18:23, it says, "For by their sorceries were all nations deceived." The word sorcery means pharmakia, and pharmakia means the pharmaceutical companies. I've seen another fatal day at school where another school shooting took place. I'm not talking about in Kentucky. I'm not talking about in Dunblane, Scotland, or Jonesbury, Arkansas, or even Littleton, Colorado. I'm talking about right in your own backyard. What you're going to hear today, I promise, you've never heard anything like this. One of our listeners sent this to me. I put this to you as a critic, but if you listen to it as a critic, I'd ask that you'd first listen to it with your heart, because it just might save your life or your friend's life.
Let me begin by reading you one part of the dedication of my book. I could tell you a little bit more. It's dedicated to my great-great-grandfather, Charles Thomas, who was the mayor of Tombstone, Arizona during the OK Corral days. I tell everyone that that's where I got the courage to stand between pharmaceutical giants and the victims left in the wake. But the book is also dedicated to my two children for having to spend years and years of listening to Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, and then for turning around and providing the childlike wisdom in telling me, "Gee, Mom, why do people use Prozac when all they need is a puppy?" And keto came at a perfect time after about 10 years of listening to the most horrific murder-suicide situations and things like you saw at Columbine every day. It was starting to get to me, but I'll tell you, this little guy was certainly a remedy. I promise he has provided far more smiles than any antidepressant ever thought of. And he's only two. You walk into a room and there's nothing but smiles. The world was made aware 2 weeks ago that we are the antidepressant capital of the nation. CBS Evening News carried a news report that was titled "Unhappy in Utah." So that is one thing that we would like to cover today. To begin with, I would like to let you know, though, that if you will read Revelation chapter 18, verses 21 through 24, you will see clearly that we were warned that this would happen. I just wrote a foreword for Jim Lynn's new book, The Miracle of Healing in the Christian Church Today. And in that, I discuss Revelation 18. 18:21-24, where it says that the sorceries that flow out of Babylon will deceive the whole world. Now, when you read what sorcery is, the Greek translation is pharmakia, which means medicine from a pharmacy. It says the violence produced by those medicines from a pharmacy will destroy Babylon, and that many prophets, saints, and good men will die as a result of the massive deception that will cover the earth. That's what I've dealt with over the last 10 years. I met 10 distributors, 10 of the leaders in one day. Out of those 10, two came to me with absolutely horrifying murder-suicide situations in their own personal lives as a result of these antidepressants. That is how massive the problem has become. When CBS Evening News featured Utah, I thought it was interesting that it was the same news show that came to me, it was almost 10 years ago, and asked me where the highest use of these drugs were so that they could do a story. They said they didn't want to come all the way out west. They wanted something back east. So I told them I really wasn't aware. I just knew that Utah was the leader in the use of these drugs. And when their show aired, they were, of all places, in Wenatchee, Washington. I went to Wenatchee, Washington and lectured there, warned the people that if they did not stop Dr. Jim Goodwin, who had earned the name the Pied Piper of Prozac because he had every one of his 800 patients on Prozac or Paxil, but if they did not do that, they would end up with a situation because this man was drugging so many children with these medications. And I was afraid that they would have false accusations of abuse all over the city. The state of Washington is now working on a $100 million lawsuit that has been filed against them for the Wenatchee sex ring, if you remember, that happened about 6 months after I sounded that warning in Wenatchee, where a little girl on Prozac and Paxil, only 10 years old, started going around town with her foster father, who was the sheriff, and saying, "We had an orgy at that house, and that house, and that house, and that house." I believe it was 43 people that were wrongfully imprisoned in this fiasco. One family, both the father and mother, were imprisoned for 2 years, their children taken from them and drugged in foster care. A reporter called me from England who had gone to Wenatchee about the same time when the BBC did a piece after CBS News did theirs. That reporter called and said, "Why can't you Americans understand what's going on just by looking at Wenatchee, Washington? You've got a microcosm here." I went in and checked all the stats for that city the year after Dr. Goodwin began to prescribe these drugs in massive quantities. She was shocked to find things like domestic violence, suicide, suicide attempts, rape, murder, all of these things skyrocketed within a year. And she said, "I can't understand why America can't see this."
Our nation is on a pendulum today. In the balance is good versus evil, right versus wrong, and liberty versus tyranny. It is a war we must all fight in, and a war that the Sons of Liberty are willing to fight, but with your help. When our founding fathers were faced with a tyrannical king and the abuses of a government that violated their God-given rights, what did they do? We are all living in the fruit of their perseverance and sacrifice today, because they stood. This ministry, along with its national syndication, the Sons of Liberty, is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are asking that you would partner with us financially
and become a son or daughter of liberty. The future of our nation is depending on what we do now. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Call today and become a son or daughter of liberty by becoming a financial supporter. And with all gifts over $50, we will send you a Sons of Liberty t-shirt. So please call 320-274-8400 or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Every time I listen to you guys, it stimulates me to get out and do more and tell other people to do more, but that is the key. You can't sit on your laurels.
That's right.
You've got to get out and you got to do it.
Amen.
Please call 320-274-8400 to learn about becoming a financial partner or go online to donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. All donations are tax deductible.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 17, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,528.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,567.43, $783.72 for a half ounce, or $391.86 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,567.43, $783.72, and $391.86.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, now I can tell you that diabetes has skyrocketed in Utah in the last decade, a direct result of these antidepressants. Divorce is now, even though it was the lowest, it is over the national average and hit that point about 4 years ago. Bankruptcy is up so high that no one can believe what is happening. Domestic violence is up. It is just absolutely incredible what we're seeing. But as I go into how these drugs work and what they do to the body and what they do to the brain, you'll begin to see what is happening. Now, don't give up, though. You need to understand that when you go in with a chemical and attempt to block a bad feeling, you cannot target only a bad feeling. You're blocking all feeling. Many people will come off of these medications because they say that they could no longer feel anything. Not good, not bad. Many of them say all they could feel was anger. Dr. Candace Pert, I believe, was featured in the last newsletter. She's a dear friend now. Dr. Candace Pert was one of the two developers of the serotonin binding process that made these drugs possible. She made a statement in Time magazine just 4 years ago calling these drugs monsters, that she is alarmed that she had anything to do with their creation. Never in the history of medicine has a developer of any particular medication come out as strongly as Dr. Pert did, especially while the drugs are still on the market. 4 years later, how many patients are being told that the developer is alarmed at the monster that the doctor is handing to them? She warned that with these antidepressants, especially in longer-term use, we would see the same thing that we saw with Fen-Phen and Redux. Because, you see, the drugs we're discussing here are not just Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Luvox, Effexor, Serzone, Rimuron, Anafrinil, but also Fen-Phen, Redux, Meridia, the diet pills as well, work on serotonin levels. With Fen-Phen and Redux, we learned that high serotonin levels produce a gummy, gooey, glossy substance that builds up on the heart valves to keep the valve from shutting. The lawsuits are still being filed 4 years later. We also know that high serotonin will cause a gummy, gooey, glossy substance to build up in the brain tissue. We call that Alzheimer's. Dr. Pert warned of these things. We know of other reasons why you should not increase serotonin levels, and I will explain to you what the history has shown over the last 50 years since serotonin was first discovered. It is a natural substance. It does exist in the brain. Dr. Felix Suhlman, who was a researcher in Israel, did the initial research on serotonin. He found that it was a toxin in the brain, kind of a different story than what you get on all the advertisements that you're seeing every night on your television, isn't it? He said this was a toxin, that it would cause individuals that were not able to metabolize this particular chemical to suffer from anxiety, depression, but I thought serotonin was low. And they shall call good evil and evil good. The whole serotonin hypothesis is backwards with these medications. What you need to know is that if we look at the research on serotonin, serotonin levels are high in schizophrenia, autism, mania, mood disorders, including depression and anxiety, organic brain disease, mental retardation, Alzheimer's, anorexia. Anybody want to stand in line for those? And yet we have been led to believe that what we need to do is increase serotonin levels. What these drugs do, the way that they work in increasing serotonin, is they impair the body's ability to metabolize serotonin. They literally interfere with your metabolism so that serotonin will build up in the system. When serotonin builds up, we know that that produces, keep in mind, this inability to metabolize, according to research for the last 50 years, will produce impulsive murder and suicide. It will produce depression, anxiety. It will produce irritability, pains around the heart, difficulty breathing, a worsening of bronchial complaints, tension and anxiety that appear from out of nowhere. The list is long. It will also produce reckless driving. I was talking about road rage long before you heard the term. I discuss it in my book and talk about patients reporting that that was how they were feeling on these medications. Let me just report a few cases. You will recognize this family as the Andrea and Rusty Yates family, who have been on the news a lot. I was one of the consultants in that case. Andrea was on two of these antidepressants at maximum dose. There had been an adjustment in the medication 2 days before this happened. The adjustment alone was enough to cause what had happened in this family. We have a chart here. This is an article that I did with the Washington Times Insight magazine. And this is a chart with just some of the court cases I've worked on. I've testified in these cases for the last 10 years. Just a few really famous people that you might know of. And I will run through those really quickly so you know what types of reactions we're talking about. And then I want to go into the physical reactions like diabetes, cancer. Del Shannon, the singer from the 60s, committed suicide 3 weeks on Prozac. His case has been settled by the pharmaceutical company. Joseph Westbecker, who went on a shooting rampage in Kentucky, killing 8 people in total, 7 co-workers, and then turning the gun on himself. That case has also been settled. It looks as if it may have been for about $50 million. Officer Stephen Christian, one of Dallas's finest officers, who ran into a police station shooting while wearing plain clothes, his case has been settled by the pharmaceutical company. By the way, there are gag orders put on all of these families. They cannot tell you what I'm telling you today. The Donald Shell case happened in Gillette, Wyoming, and this last summer, a jury ruled that Paxil, only 2 pills, were the cause for Donald Shell to shoot his wife, daughter, baby granddaughter, and then himself. The jury awarded $6.4 million to that family, some consolation for the loss of life. The Lassonde case, a man who drowned his 2 children and himself in the same bathtub, that case was settled in January by the Paxil company. Phil Hartman, the comedian whose wife shot him and then herself, I was the expert in that case and worked very closely with that family. That case has been settled for their children. I was not about to let them go through life without either parent and not answers as to why they were without them. I called the family the day after their deaths and said, don't you stop until you find one of these medications, because it will be there, and these children need to know why they are going to go through life without their parents. Columbine, I am glad to tell you that it was shocking to the drug company the day after they pulled Luvox from the American market. That's the drug that Eric Harris was on the day that he went on the shooting spree with his friend Dylan, who we still have no idea what he was on because his records have been sealed for the last 3 years. We're hoping that this lawsuit will bring that out to the public. The Salt Lake Family History Library shooting that happened just the week before and just a block away from us here, that killed a good friend of mine who I had warned over and over about the dangers he was facing in his position. 70-year-old man went on that shooting rampage. The Atlanta day trader Mark Barton that went on the shooting spree in Atlanta 3 years ago. He killed his family, and then he went to an office and killed several other people and then killed himself. The New York City subway bomber Edward Leary, the Connecticut lottery shooting. These are not brought to you on your evening news. You need to know that every one of these was induced by one of these antidepressants, and they are going to court. Okay, I just mentioned all of the high publicity, high profile cases, but there are many others, like the widow in Brigham City, like the widow in my hometown in Safford, Arizona. The woman in Brigham City has 12 children. The one in Arizona has 7. The drug companies have just settled their cases. There are many more of them. This is happening right under our noses. People are dying everywhere, and it is just horrible that they're not being told what is going on. Eli Lilly Pharmaceutical Company is the company that introduced Prozac to the world, which was the drug that everyone else copied to get their cut of that golden goose, because Prozac made so much money for Lilly. You need to know something about Eli Lilly. They are the same company who gave us LSD in 1956. We were told that LSD was going to cure mental illness, it was going to cure alcoholism, and it was going to aid in psychoanalysis. I don't think any of us believe that today, but there are times I wonder if all they did was pull out all their old files and say, let's call it Prozac this time and see how far we get. Because LSD and PCP, by the way, PCP was a safe, effective prescription medication for 7 years before it got pulled. LSD, it took an act of Congress to pull. Those two drugs are also serotonergic agents. They work almost identically to these new antidepressants. One doctor that I've done radio shows with for years calls these new antidepressants a slow fuse LSD.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power.
a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Really quick, I want to go back. We were talking about Braveheart. William Wallace was out there. William Wallace.
Huffman.
That's right.
I thought was one.
In time, they were at battle with the king, the tyrant of England. And what happened is his brothers that were fighting for their liberty in their own country.
Scotland.
In Scotland, they were nobles. They didn't fight like William Wallace fought.
Yeah. They had too much to lose.
That's exactly what they said. But remember when they went to battle and William Wallace went out there? And William Wallace looked at the nobles, the political idiots of the day, the conservative idiots of the day that don't know the meaning of the word conservative. And he said to them, it's because you're divided, we don't win. When we can stand together, we can win the day. They sold out to the king, the tyrant. Who betrayed who? William Wallace could have won the day. If they would have unified, they would have won and they would have had their freedom together. But because they were divided, as scripture says, how can a house stand if it be divided? That's how you divide and you conquer. That's how tyrants think. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Folks, there'd be no division in this country at all. Go back to the two pillars, the Bible and the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be outside of that, you go ahead and play the game. Here's another thing. When people praise politicians saying they know what they do, let me tell you something. They don't know what they do. They're setting themselves up for judgment, because the minute they wrested judgment or perverted judgment, what they did is they put a noose upon their own neck. And by the way, when it comes to political people, they put a noose on the country. They're selling you down the river for gain. But what's the fruit of that? Destruction to them and the people. The minute you sell out the truth, you destroy everything around you. And that's exactly what's happening today, because we've gotten away from who we are as a people. We lose the day. Because why? Because the American people are divided. Now, those that love the truth, they get exactly what I'm saying. They call us week after week, not just one or two folks, saying, I love the way you guys are doing that. It really does show the idioticness of the people. And they get on the radio and they act like they're the intellects. But when you go to the base of their little towers, their judgment is way off, folks. You're blown away by their intellect, yet the Bible says we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, because it's a work of the Holy Spirit, not a work of an intelligent carnal man that you gloat in. Oh man, that guy, he's my favorite. Or that guy, he's my favorite. I know, your favorite, what's he been doing over the last 15 years? He's been on the radio talking. He's been over there mocking the left. But let me ask you something. What has he done? How has he put his feet to the ground? Where has he found out what true honor really has been about? Where has he been on the battlefield? Well, he gets on the radio and he talks all the time and they slam him through the press. That's not what I'm talking about. He ain't gaining nothing. The only thing he's gaining is just a little more leaving, allowing a little more leaving in the lump until it's completely spoiled. And that's exactly what we're seeing in the country. Who are your heroes, America? That's a good question. Who are your heroes? My hero is not in a man. I can tell you that right now. My hero is he who has been tried time and time again by me, by faith that he has given to me, and he's proven himself strong on my behalf time after time after time. What separates this radio show from any other radio show in America is this: our faithfulness to God and our faithfulness to the Constitution. And if you think we're condescending, we're being sarcastic, it's on purpose, because we're just simply trying to show you what a bunch of clowns look like. And the clowns that I'm talking about is what I hear on the airwaves day after day in this country. And the American people think they're so intellectual because they can get involved with some guy that thinks he knows where he's going, when in fact he's gone nowhere over the last 15 years. God is always willing, America, to give us what we're willing to fight for. And if we can do this together, let's unite under the flag and the banner of Christianity. Where are all those great radio personalities? Where have they taken you over the last 15 years, folks? And by the way, I'm not trying to get ratings up. Ratings are up because we're fighting for the truth. We're contending for the faith. That's why people listen to this radio show. My standard is Christ and what is written. And by the way, what has been proven and what is working and what has always worked for over 200 years. Not look at how smart I am and look at how I can, like the left, work around in undoing the Constitution. It's like this. I was just talking to someone the other day, and I said, isn't it interesting, the Band of Brothers? Herb Surth is a friend of the ministry's, and so were a couple of the other guys that have passed on now. God bless them. Isn't it interesting, the historian and the veteran, when you parallel the two, you listen to the historian talk about World War II like he was there.
Yeah.
And he was never there. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's got no testimony in it. He just heard from somebody. And then you talk to the veteran, and that guy is willing to pick up his guns like Bill Garnier is again. But the historian, where is he at? He's got all the head knowledge, but he doesn't have the courage to get on the battlefield. But he'll have a tax rally every year. That's an example of his courage and his bravery. No, did you hear what I said, America? A tax rally every year. And then 5 years later, another tax rally. And so what have they been doing over the last 5 years? Another tax rally. Oh, but look at all the people here. So what? Where's the fruit, bro? Where's the fruit of your fight? Where's the fruit of your battle? Why does everybody love you? And the only ones that don't love you are the ones that, if you do at all, step out and point your finger at them. Naturally, you're going to get a retaliation from them, a response from them. But where is the fruit of your fight? America, who's your hero? We talk about the forefathers. Listen, I don't glorify the forefathers. I admire their courage, and I honor them by living for what they fought for. But I'll tell you what, I know who gave us the victory.
That's right.
And our forefathers want us to know who gave us the victory. Just like John Quincy Adams said, go ahead and do what you can do and leave the results up to God. That's exactly what he did on the behalf of our forefathers. And that's what we have today. And by the way, that's what all these people, both the left and the right, are fighting against. They're willing to compromise out what men died for. There is no compromise, America. How come it is with this radio program? Why is it that week after week, when we do make our points, we give you the answers? We read what your law says. We give you the answers. That's how you equip a people, because when I read the Constitution or the Bible, it clears the air. And what's interesting, it's already written. I don't need to talk about or go outside of my scope of given authority, because it's already been given to me. That's my arena. I already have all the answers that I need. I believe that these people don't want answers, because if they did have the answers, they would be out of a job, and so would the politicians. They feed off each other, America. God bless the people out there that are really doing the stuff. But my gosh, we have to wake up. And again, I ask you the question, America, who's your hero? If you put your trust, your faith, your confidence in a man, I want to say this, you are a fool. The Bible says the man that trusts in his own heart is a fool. Well, the only thing that a man is going to trust in a carnal heart is another carnal man. Man is going to die. Christ never does. He's always been. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Listen, we will endure as a people for as long as we stick to the Word and to the Constitution. There's no question about it. Yep. And you know what? Your enemy knows it. And if it wasn't true, then why is it constantly under attack by your media, America? Why is it constantly under attack by this administration? Why is it constantly under attack by any tyrant? Because he wants to be God. And I'll tell you what, demigods, it is dangerous business to try to ascend the throne of the God of glory in Jesus' name. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Just ask little David when he went out there and took Goliath's sword and chopped off Goliath's head with Goliath's sword. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. You want to play? I'll tell you what, sin's going to keep you a lot longer than you want to stay, and it's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. Don't mock God. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Let me go back to our founding forefathers and let me give you some ground to walk on. Oh, and by the way, if I might, let me give you an analogy. Remember how earlier I was talking about intellect and how God has chosen the foolish things of the world and how we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men, but yet in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God? Because it says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says the kingdom is not in word, but it is in power. Do you understand? It is in power. There was a great orator, a great speaker who came into a city to do a speech. Throughout his entire discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God and seemed to have an eloquence like none other. Yet there was a problem with this man's doctrine, for he did not believe in the resurrection of Christ. When he completed his discourse, he asked him one question, and then he said, "Does anybody else have any other questions?" Because he was quite sure that he could give the right answer to whoever asked. One man raised his hand. The speaker asked, "Sir, do you have a question?" The man stood to his feet, pulled out an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite of the apple, and then proceeded to ask the speaker his question. "Sir," the man said, swishing the apple around in his mouth, "it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you're a good speaker. You're a smart dude. You are an intellectual giant." Then, taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know what to say, how to say it, and have such a knowledge of the Word of God. But the question I have for you is this. Is the apple in my hand sour or sweet?" The speaker, looking confounded at this man's question, replied with, "Sir, I don't know if that apple you are eating is sour or sweet, for I've never tasted of that apple." Then replied the man, "Sir, neither have you tasted of my Jesus. You have intellectual men, America, that you put your trust in, and they have no understanding as to the things that they say. They say they do, but what is the fruit?" The Bible says in Psalm 34:8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good, because the Lord is known of his own." And I'll tell you what, the Lord's kids today ain't bowing, they ain't bending, and they ain't playing. Folks, know who you follow. Because if the blind lead the blind, you're all going to end up in the ditch. In America, where are you at today? In the ditch. Because my God and my Lord told me not to give myself over to those that are given to change. That's what the Lord said. Go back to the old ways. He didn't say go to the new ways. What is the model of Barry Obama's administration? I'm sorry.
I think it's something similar to that.
What is the model of George Soros' administration? I'm sorry. What is the model of the UN's administration to this ventriloquist? What did George say, Obama? Here, you want to hear what he sounds like, folks? Listen to this. This is him without his teleprompter. Check it out.
"Everybody knows that it makes no sense that you send a kid to the emergency room for a treatable illness like asthma. They end up taking up a hospital bed. It costs, when if you they just gave you gave them treatment early."
Uh-oh, there it goes.
"And they got some treatment and a breathalyzer or an inhaler." Not a breathalyzer. I haven't had much sleep in the last 48 hours, so.
"George, where's that teleprompter? America won't leave anything.
Listen to me, Obama. I have something to say."
Where's Henry Kissinger? Hello, my name is Bradley Dean. I am the host of the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast and founder of You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International. For the past 12 years, we have been educating and empowering our posterity. We hope as you are moved by this message, you will keep in mind this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin from Midas Resources to every person who donates $100 or more. Call 866-233-0747. You can run international.com. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has made a difference in hundreds of thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble. Gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. 866-233-0747.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Welcome back to the Sons of Tomatoes. You got Bradley and Jacob. Maybe these people just don't have a sense of humor. Well, maybe they have to have a sense of humor because they're listening to us.
That's true.
Okay, so kudos to them.
You got it, yeah.
All right, just want to make sure I didn't draw a line there.
Maybe they could share some of that with the world right now.
What's that?
Some of that sense of humor. You know, it's kind of like the guys that get picked up on, you know, these crazy, who's the guy with a really good radio voice? This could
Bradley
be your
Dean?
Opportunity.
Oh, you're talking about the godfather of radio, Bradley Dean?
That's right.
Yeah.
This could be, I mean, it started somewhere for you, too. You just called in, went out on a whim, stepped out on a line.
I have to break it to him, guys.
Yeah.
I am Bradley Dean.
Yeah.
You know, I go to restaurants, and, you know, a lot of times what will happen is people will catch that I'm in the building,
mm-hmm.
and then I have to literally have, like, bodyguards lead me out,
yeah.
and then
yeah.
about that time the building's packed,
mm-hmm.
and then they have to get, like, a megaphone and say, Bradley Dean has left the building.
Yeah. It does happen.
They used to do that back in the 70s for some guy named Elvis. I don't know. Have you ever heard of that guy?
Well, that was your uncle, wasn't it?
No. No.
It wasn't your father, was it?
No.
Oh. That was you!
Did you know his mother's maiden name is really my last name?
Huh.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
You kind of look like him.
Well, here, do this for me. Go to Bradley Dean on Facebook and tell me. I mean, just take a poll. Do you think I look like Elvis, because I personally think
yeah.
I got an edge over him. And my
yeah.
wife, if she called in right now, she would say the same thing.
Well, the problem.
Now, that's for all those people out there that have ever heard of that guy named Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley.
You might
Presley,
see him
right?
once in a while when you walk into a convenience store.
Well, some people might right? be thinking, don't
different
you
giftings?
Don't you have any dialogue or topic? Yeah, we have plenty of it. We're just talking. And
what did somebody say to us?
I don't know. What did somebody say?
It wasn't different giftings. It was different. Well, what did he say?
You're grounded, and I'm the charismatic.
No.
Oh, are you trying to be?
No. The phone conversation we had. Different parts. We have different duties. Different. What was the wording you used?
I don't know. If you had the thought, then you're the one.
We were on
to
the phone conference
through.
Together.
Yeah.
I've got a terrible memory, but we're on the phone conference together. We're talking to the guy that
Jake,
is,
right?
From Chicago.
Jake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right. Right.
So when I say Jake McMillan, the other guy, at least you know now that it's you.
I was starting to get stuck in my head this tomato thing, though, and so, like, I lost Jake for a second, but I'm glad you brought it up again.
I think what happened here is the tomato got stuck in your head.
It probably did.
I like tomato sandwiches, though.
Yeah. They taste good. I like organic
Let's talk
tomatoes.
About this. You know what? Maybe we'll get some, maybe, I don't know, maybe some of the liberals listening to us right now,
mm-hmm.
and they'll find this interesting, and they'll write about it. Maybe
yep.
even start a new religion.
Yeah.
Talking about tomatoes. And then after that.
Let's talk about relevancy of the tomato. Then let's talk about seed of the tomato. And let's begin to make up names along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's go to Obama and see if we can get some funding for it.
Hey, that is a good idea.
The tomato project.
Yeah.
And it's about the people.
That's right.
Just as long as we know it's about
liberating
people.
People with the tomato project.
Yep. And we'll sit in a council around a big table and
uh-huh.
we'll create words.
That's
we'll just
right.
like grab different words and we'll
yeah.
put them all together.
Like vines and stems.
And then we'll go to the people and act like they really have a definition.
That's right.
You know, think about that.
I think you're onto something here.
I am onto something.
It's the most ludicrous idea I've thought of, but this will work.
But the thing is
that's
before you get on this committee,
uh-huh.
you have to go to college for like 6 years.
Get some credentials, yeah, of course.
If you got your credentials,
yeah.
you're good.
Yep.
Because credentials validate
mm-hmm.
or invalidate who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And you got to make sure he teaches evolution.
You
got to shoot for the floor and not the roof.
Yeah, of course.
You
yeah.
know, don't shoot for the stars because
mm-hmm.
you might hit one. We don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just begin to create something out of nothing.
Uh-huh.
Like what, they did with evolution and that kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we won't really tell the people, you know, what the facts are, because after all, we don't care about the facts. We just want to create something
yeah.
out of nothing and act
sure.
like it's really important.
And then we can be the inventors of it.
Tomatoonics or something like
sure.
that, and then we'll add, like, some more words at the end
yeah.
of that.
They can put us on MSNBC. I can see it right now.
Oh, I think they get, like, a panel. They get paid millions of dollars every year, and they create these words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said earlier,
yeah,
they got their credentials,
yeah,
and
well, of course, yeah.
As long as they got those credentials, they can go forward.
That's right.
Then it'll be shoved down our throats, and it has to be true. Like I don't know, global
I was just thinking warming? Global warming. You know, global warming actually helps the tomato, and this is where it gets fascinating.
Obamacare helps.
That's right. So in order for us to prevent global warming, we have to grow more tomatoes.
Yes.
Because this global warming will utilize that, and we have to steal a bunch of money from these conservative business owners.
I don't know, GM. Yeah. And maybe we can shut down GM, and then we can make electric cars and shut down that because of the exhaust.
And then we can turn
and
down the
and if they want to have a normal car, then we're going to have to get permits for them to actually have the exhaust come out into the air.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it'll be special exhaust that'll help grow our tomatoes.
Sure.
And after we destroy the plants that they used to make their old cars in, we'll turn them into farm fields to grow more tomatoes.
And then on top of that, you know what we'll do?
Uh-huh.
We'll say it's constitutional.
That's right.
Because for the most
part, of course it is.
America doesn't know their constitution for the most part, right?
Yeah.
You know, on a serious note, some people were complaining to me about what was going on in the country. And I said, you know what? You should be thankful for this man in office right now because nobody else could have woken up this giant in America to send them back to school to learn their constitution and their founding documents. Nobody could have did it except Obama.
God bless the king.
Amen. That's I'll tell you what, but if you read in scripture, it's God warning his people to wake up.
Yeah.
That's right. So it's a good thing when people go back and find out who they are and they begin to stand for who they are under God. Mm-hmm. And then they begin to possess the land. That means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place.
And it also puts you in the place where you have to act. If you don't act, you'll just remain in this curse.
Totally.
But if you do act, you don't have to remain in it.
Well, I mean, if you don't act, then you have something called Obamacare. And if you don't act, then you have something called a constitutional subverter, I mean scholar, in the office.
Maybe the words mean the same now.
Or if you just want to let that go, then you end up with this tomato onyx.
That's right.
Tomato onyx.
Tomato onyx and global warming.
Tomato onyx.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomato onyx is the way to go.
That's right.
How do you feel about
that? You get a patent on that, Kerry, while we're talking?
And if someone tries to come in and steal it from us, we'll just get an attorney. He'll take care of business for us.
Attorneys are
after he raised us for a couple $1 million.
They're good guys.
Sure. Well, they are.
And no, they really are. I think they're really well-meaning people.
Isn't it interesting about attorneys? A lot of them, they're friends with the enemy, and then they get in court and act like they're at war with each other.
That's great.
How does that work?
So what do you think about this? Oh, man, I was working hard for you.
Yeah, let's drag it out a couple more years.
Go golfing and talk about my client.
Sure.
Let's talk about it. And what do you think?
Well, that happens because you don't enforce the law, and that happens because you don't know the law, and that happens because you don't know your rights, and that happens because you set yourself up for it, because you didn't retaliate when you had the tool in your hand or the weapon in your hand to deal with the issues at hand.
And you know,
look at how far backwards we are now.
I don't want to offend
anybody. We are the sons of tomatoes.
Delicate constitutions out there, but it really all starts with you disobeying God. In God's word.
Leviticus.
Sorry, conservatives that, you know, don't like hearing about the Lord. But if you really get back to it, that's where it starts.
Oh, well.
Your delicate then constitution is okay there.
Then they wonder why nobody gets in their bus because there's no gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got their seats filled, but they don't have anybody to, you know, push that bus along. Yeah. And the only one that can do that is the fuel of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. And that's the only power that brings about resolve, which is what we're sitting in right now. And if we don't have resolve, then what's the sense?
I don't know.
I
like turning on the news every day and hearing how bad everything's going. I love that. I mean, I live for that. And the only people in America that can complain about that are those that tolerate it. Boy, now I'm getting facetious.
Yeah. It's getting to that cliff part where we're going over the cliff.
Should we get back to tomato onyx?
Facetiousism?
Facetiousism.
I like that.
That's good.
You know, another credentialed.
Hey, if it feels good to you, it matters. Wasn't it Hillary that was talking about No Child Left Behind? 2 + 2 = 5.
Why not?
It equals whatever you want it to equal, man.
That's right. Don't wound those poor children and tell them they're wrong.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we don't want them to obey, right?
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
There's no losers in this tomato onyx.
No, absolutely not. How's your tomatoes?
I think it's a good topic. You know, we really need to discuss the tomatoes.
Okay.
If we don't, just imagine what would happen if we didn't discuss the tomatoes.
We wouldn't be talking about tomatoes right now had we not tended the tomato patch.
That's right.
We had to make sure got rid of all those weeds that try to come up and choke those tomatoes up, but we're talking about tomatoes.
In reality, yes, we are.
Yes.
And if you don't understand this, you just stick with us long enough. Pretty soon you'll understand, because we know what we're talking about when it comes to tomatoes.
Oh, facetiousism.
Seriously.
You guys want some big words? We got tomato onyx. This is the station to be plugged into, the number one radio show in the land.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Talking about tomato onyx.
That's right.
The next big scam thrown on the American people, tomatoes are the way to go.
That's right. Tomato onyx. Start planting tomatoes now, even in the winter, because global warming is happening pretty soon, and they'll still grow.
They'll be frozen, but they'll grow.
Right. Yep.
And you, frozen tomatoes.
You can't stop them. The momentum is going. We're going into a new world of tomatoes.
We are. And you know what I think we should do, though, is you call the state of Minnesota, because we don't want to have packets with too much salt in them.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the nanny state to come in and tell us we can only put so much salt on our frozen tomatoes.
Yeah, that's
that'll cool. help.
We're going to have them help us regulate this.
They're looking out for our interests.
You got that right. Yeah. I think they'll even do it for free.
I'm so glad they shut down smoking and all that mm-hmm. other. Oh, dude, that's great. Now I can go into a bar and get smashed and,
mm-hmm.
you know, without everybody else smoking, and I don't want to get cancer.
Yeah.
But as long as I can derive a tax off the booze that's sold.
Then it's okay. It's, keep the bars open.
Totally. Yeah. You know, I mean, in the DWIs and all the people that are getting slaughtered in America mm-hmm. on the streets mm-hmm. because the laws of the land aren't enforced against crimes.
Yeah.
But they are against the people's rights.
Yeah. Seems to me maybe back people tomatoes. Make money off of more laws and regulation.
I wonder if, like, the libs right now,
uh-huh.
like the leftist radical whacks, are going to begin to report us as the sons of tomatoes.
Ooh.
You
that's
know,
another
and,
trademark.
And what's not too far out there, folks, we might be millionaires next week.
That's right.
Someone might call us.
Because it's a genius yep. plan, guys.
From Washington, D.C.
That's right.
And he probably lives in that big White
I'm
House.
With
I want them tomatoes.
I'm with the Department of Tomatoes,
yeah.
and you guys are genius.
And if you don't give over the patent, we're going to snuff you out.
That's right. We'll send black helicopters.
Welcome back to the Sons of Tomato right after this break.
Do you want to know the secret to growing wealth without losing money in the Wall Street roller coaster? Then listen close for a free offer from PlanofSafety.com. Would you like to create as much tax-free retirement as possible? Would you like to share in market gains without risk of loss due to market decline? Would you like to improve your current lifestyle while saving more each month? Would you like to know how to pay interest to yourself instead of banks and lenders? Call 800-675-1640 right now for a copy of our brand new book, Tax-Free Millionaire, absolutely free. If you want to protect yourself from the next market crash, grow your wealth every year, and save money on taxes, call 800-675-1640. 800-675-1640. That's 800-675-1640. Or visit planofsafety.com. That's planofsafety.com today.